This is the WC Chronicles for the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Coming up is Olivia Quickie, and she's riffing, and she's always a bundle of energy, and she can never really stop moving around, so you'll hear a little rustling on the microphones, but that's okay. Riffing is where we pick a word, and then we talk about whatever we want, or sound effect, or whatever comes to mind. So this is actually an improv game that you can play with your kids or someone who is small, long car rides. You think of a word, and then you talk about whatever comes to mind. Give it a try. On with the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Stranded after driving, branded a fool. What will they say Monday at school?
All right, it's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast e-riffing session with Olivia Quickie.
That was e-ticket.
E-ticket. What did I just say?
E-riffing.
E-ticket riffing.
Same thing. Okay.
Same thing. All right, get closer to the microphone.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Olivia has a list. Get rid
All right. How did I get that? What the heck? Okay.
Okay, first word. This is where we're... Explain what it is, quick.
Okay, riffing is where the random generator gets out words, a word or a phrase, and I have to say the first thing on my mind.
First thing on your mind that comes to mind. We both do. All right, what's the first one?
Submarine. It reminds me of the Beatles.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
And it's like, we all in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine.
All right, I'm gonna hit you with a trick trivia question. You ready?
Yeah.
Name all four of the Beatles.
Paul.
Paul what?
McCartney?
Yes. One down.
Roger?
No, there's no Roger, but there is one that's his name starts with a letter R. He's the drummer. Ringo.
Oh, same thing.
No. Ringo.
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr.
Okay.
Okay, two to go.
I don't know the other one.
John
McCartney.
John Lennon. John Lennon.
Lennon.
Okay, you got three out of four.
Okay, fourth.
George
Washington.
George Washington was not a Beetle.
He could be. He'd be dressed up as a Beetle. I am the president of the United Dung Beetles.
Not the Dung Beetles. George
Harrison.
Harrison.
Nailed it.
Okay, now can you say them all again, together?
Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, George Harrison. What's the other one?
John Lennon.
John Lemon.
Very good. John Lemon. Yeah, right.
Lemon.
Lennon.
When life gives you lemons, you squeeze them in John's eyes.
That's a pretty clever way to say it. Okay, what's next?
All
right, so you're saying Yellow Submarine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that song?
Yeah. When they're all animated into the Yellow Submarine.
The Yellow Submarine. All right, what are they fighting?
What?
What are they? Who are the bad guys in the Yellow Submarine?
They're fighting?
We'll talk about it in a minute, okay?
They're fighting?
Who are they fighting?
I don't know.
The Blue Meanies?
The who?
The Blue Meanies!
Oh, the Blue Meanies are in the Yellow Submarine?
Yes.
I thought they were in the Yellow Submarine.
And the Blue Meanies are the bad guys in the Yellow Submarine. Oh. Okay, anyway, next. You want to cross that one off? Next word from the... Next one.
Is this a green pen?
That is a blue pen.
Same thing. That's not a blue pen, it's a black pen.
Different shade of gray.
Okay. What?
Different shade of gray. Different shades of gray.
50. Okay.
What's the next one? You gotta think faster.
Good attitude.
Good attitude. What do you think of when you think of good attitude?
Okay, it reminds me of that one song. You got an attitude, cause I just stole your dude, and I ran away and I never saw your face.
Now, who sings that song?
I have no idea.
Well, you're supposed to say, well, I did. Didn't you just hear me? I'm sitting right here.
my voice did.
See, that's a joke I'm going to give you, okay? You go up to somebody and you go, who sings this song? And you just make up lyrics. And then they'll say, I don't know who sings that. And then you say, well, I just did, duh. And then you walk away. Mm. So let's try it, okay? Let's practice. Pretend I don't know the joke. You do the joke to me, okay? Ready? Mm-hmm. Go. Go.
Oh, okay. Who sings this song?
Oh, I don't know. Can you sing some of the lyrics to me?
Rainbow pets with farting unicorns all over the sky with the tree.
I have no idea who's...
I sing it.
Oh, gosh, I fell for that one. Okay, so that's a joke you can try on someone, okay?
Stupid.
Next word.
Okay. Boots.
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 Boots. I have two things.
Boots.
First, my brother was doing a thing, like a Disney thing. It was like, this thing wears boots. And I'm like, Shrek? And then
Shrek
wears
boots?
And like... And he's like, no. And I was like, okay. And we couldn't figure it out. He said, he's in like 700 movies. And then and then I figured out it was Puss in Boots.
Because Puss in Boots, I haven't seen the last Shrek movie, but Puss in Boots is still in the movie, right? The Shrek movie?
Yeah, I think so. And then the other thing it reminds me of, there was a pig wearing little boots. You made me cry. It was so cute.
A real pig was wearing boots?
Yeah, he's walking around in the mud.
Like one of those little schnauzer pigs? A miniature pig.
No, like a big pig.
A big pig.
It's like squeeze, 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 squeeze.
Like a 600-pound pig.
No, not that big. Ooh, no, like 300.
Oh, 300, okay.
Yeah. That's an old pig.
I have nothing to riff on boots.
You don't?
I do, but it would be a long story.
Long story short?
Long story short? When I was a kid in grade school, my mom and dad always made me wear boots because we were raised on a farm.
And
with
you
pigs.
Wouldn't want to step in the poop.
That's about it. Plus, if an animal stepped on your foot, you wanted to have the protection on your foot.
There's a girl that walks around in bare feet and poop and mud.
Let's get to the next word. I'm tired of talking about poop. You know in improv we don't talk about poop. That's too easy.
Okay. Okay.
Midnight Hour. It reminds me of Michael Jackson's My Idol Thriller. Wow. In the Midnight Hour.
In midnight.
Or whatever. Something about Midnight Hour.
Are you familiar with... There's a Michael Jackson song? Oh, you're thinking close to... You're thinking of the song Thriller and Close to Midnight.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you think of in the Midnight Hour.
Yeah.
There's a song called Midnight Hour. In the Midnight Hour... It's by, I'm blanking, I can't remember, but it's a song from the 60s.
Ooh, I want to hear it.
I'll have to play it for you later. I'll have to track it down and make it your closing music.
Okay.
What's next?
Normal.
Normal. You're not normal.
I was just going to say that.
Or average. You're above normal. What's the definition of normal?
Not me.
Well, I didn't ask if you were the definition for normal.
Blah, blah. Oh, that makes my head hurt.
Don't do that.
Okay, so at school, everyone's like, you're not normal at all. And I'm like, I know. And like, then they would say, you're weird. And I say, thank you. The weird people in the world very respect that. It's very respectful.
Okay, you know, that makes me think of, okay, you ever seen these kids or adults that dress up in all goth and black and all the...
Yeah.
Okay, so... To me, what they're going is, they're saying, look at me, I'm different. And then you look at them, and then they go, stop looking at me, stop looking at me. And then they go, look at me, I'm different. And then you look at them, and then they go, stop looking at me, stop looking at me. They can't make up their mind. And then you can also say, no, I'm normal. And then you say to someone who thinks they're normal and average, you say, no, you're not norm. I'm the normal one. You're the weird one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's the next word? Next word.
Wonder why.
Wonder why is the phrase. Wonder why.
Wonder why.
Oh, I wonder, wonder, wonder. Who wrote the book of love? Who wrote the book of love? You heard that song?
Nope.
You should hear that song.
From the 60s?
From the 60s. Maybe 58.
Ew.
Now, what are you making that face for?
Not 50. 60s, 70s, or 80s. That's it.
It's like a Grease song.
Was Greece made in the 50s?
No, but it's placed in the 50s.
Placed, not made. Placed. Made?
It's nope. Set in the 50s.
Set. That's the setting. But it wasn't made. It wasn't structured.
It's like Back to the Future. It went back to 1955.
The hot tub machine?
No, not the hot tub machine. The DeLorean with a flux capacitor.
I don't watch Star Trek.
It's not Star Trek. It's Back to the Future. Or are you just bantering with me?
I don't watch Star Trek with those funny ears. I'm an elf. I'm just like an oversized elf. I have perfectly waxed eyebrows.
You don't watch Captain Kirk, Han Solo, and Chewbacca?
I like always. Oh, I love Chewbacca.
Mm-mm-mm. Why Chewbacca?
Give me the next word, Olivia. Cross out Wonder Why, because we're done with that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Look.
Cross out Wonder Why.
Okay. Prime time.
Prime time.
Prime time. Prime time.
Give it to me. Deliver it to me like a newscaster.
And now we're back from prime time.
And now, prime time news at 11 for the quickest 11. 12 minutes.
My mustache isn't straight.
Does that really help you?
Yes.
Okay, give me your best newscaster voice and say primetime news.
Now we're back on primetime news.
And what does this achieve?
Everything.
No, you gotta give it, you gotta like the way a cameraman will look like Ron Burgundy. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Ron Burgundy! The newscaster. Oh my gosh, girl, we got a lot of things to show you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told your mom you're gonna watch The Who's Tommy.
The Who's?
The Who.
The Who?
The Who.
Like the ones in the Who'sville?
Like Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend.
Mm.
You're gonna get educated. You're gonna get some edumacation. Alright, anyway. Education. Anyway, what do you think of prime time? Other than what I was jumping in there with.
It reminds me of like it's not prime time, but it's halftime.
Halftime.
Yeah. And, like, someone's performance was really, really, really powerful, and they're like, ah! And then, like, the whole thing went black. It was like, it was all black. They say it was so powerful.
Uh-huh. You ever watch the primetime, the halftime shows during the Super Bowl?
Sometimes, but I like to watch the Puppy Bowl and the Kitten Bowl. The Kitten Bowl's boring, but the Puppy Bowl's like, ah, got him. Ooh, 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 carried it with my mouth. Oh, 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 dodge bullets while doing the name. Oh, 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 oh.
I have to agree with you. That's probably more entertaining.
Ruff, ruff. The Matrix. Ruff. Have you ever watched the Fish Bowl?
I would like to watch the Fish Bowl.
It is awesome, but it's like soccer.
I will have to check
like
into that.
Soccer, and it's like.
That sounds totally entertaining.
And then there's the Fish Bowl, there's the Puppy Bowl, there's the Kitten Bowl.
That's a lot of bowl. You know what my favorite would be?
Huh?
The Cereal Bowl.
I have a joke.
Oh, the Salad Bowl. The Rice Bowl. Those are what I prefer. What's your joke?
My joke is like, so it's a Big Mama joke, but I don't take those.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell me the Big Mama joke. These are good.
Okay.
Remember, in improv, you can't be offended. That's the rule. And if you are, well, it's no place for you.
Okay. Your mama is so stupid. When she went to the Super Bowl, she brought a super spoon.
You want to hear? I have a favorite your mama joke.
Okay, what is it?
I saw your mama kicking a can down the street the other day. I said, "Hey, mama, what are you doing?" And she said, "Moving." That's a bad one, isn't it?
Yep.
But it's bad, but it's good.
Okay, my other favorite your mama joke is like, your mama's so stupid she tried to commit suicide out of the basement window.
That's a good one.
Okay.
All right, what's next on? Got another one?
Yeah.
Okay, hit me.
Five, okay.
Five, okay.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm real, okay. So.
You're real, okay.
Your mama's so fat when she sat on the rainbow popped out Skittles.
Bad to be good.
Okay. Your mama's so fat when she sat on an iPhone, it turned into an iPad.
Ooh.
I'll see another one. Oh, okay, your mom was so stupid. She looked at a school bus full of white kids and said, "Ooh, Twinkie."
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. That's pushing the line a little bit, but I like it.
Okay. Okay, here's another one. Okay. Your mama is so, I don't know if it's blind or stupid.
It's all right.
Is your mama, oh no, I don't remember. Your mama was so black when she went to white night school, she got marked absent.
Oh, we're going to stop. I'm going to stop you right there. That's good, though.
And that's all I have.
Some of those
Thank
are bad.
Thank you.
Okay. Cue the applause if we had any. What's our next word?
Oh, yeah, we got to cross out.
Cross it out.
Prime time. Wait, how did you get to your mama jokes with prime time?
Because we're riffing whatever comes up.
Okay. Watch the clock.
Watch the clock.
I hate watching clocks because, like, the clock goes slower when you watch it. It's like you're watching me, so I'm just going to move slower. And then, like, when you're not watching it, it's like...
That makes me think of a joke. There was a town that was so... I'm going to tell the joke. When I say the joke, you say, how small was it, okay? Mm-hmm. There was a town that was so small...
How small was it?
It was so small that the residents there would watch the clock and they would have grass growing races.
Oh!
Took you 1.5 seconds to get it.
I have a joke.
Tell it.
Okay. Why did the skeleton cross the road?
I give up. Why did the skeleton cross the road?
Why didn't he cross the road?
Why didn't I give up? Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
He didn't have the guts to do it.
Did it? Okay.
Corny joke.
What's our next word? Crossing off. Watch the clock.
National park.
Ooh, national park.
Okay, so you know that park where like you the water holes it goes. And it goes up.
Old Faithful, the geyser.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think it was one of the Itchy and Scratchy where, like, the cat.
Yes.
Got, like, mouse put it on, like, that thing where it goes up. And then, like, you know how it's, like, really, really, really hot?
The geyser spout, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, the cat was on it. And then it was like, psh, and then the cat was like, wah!
Anything for Itchy and Scratchy, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is true. This was just in the news. There was, because people, when they visit... the national park there, Yosemite Park, they can leave comment cards at the ranger station. Somebody actually put a comment card and they wrote, please train your bears better so that we can see them in the tourist areas. They're wild bears. You don't train wild bears. Somebody actually thought the bears were trained. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. But that would be cool. Like, and there's like a sporting goods, like what is it called? Bass Pro Shops?
Yes.
And, like, you go into, like, this cave, and, like, there's, like, bars, but the bears can go over them.
Right.
I don't know if they're trained or anything, but, like, you can, like, they're actual bears, like, right there, right next to you, while you're going up the escalator.
That's kind of like proceed with caution. For sure.
I'd love that. Take a selfie with a bear.
Are you familiar with Yogi Bear?
Yorkie Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. Look at my picnic basket. Yay.
Yay, boo-boo.
But Yogi, what about the ranger?
Boo-boo. I like that name. Boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo. Ranger Smith's gonna go himself. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pen giving you a problem?
It's not working the old-fashioned way.
All right, pick the next word.
Okay. It was 10 items or less.
10 items or less.
How to get kicked out of Walmart. Go to the 10 items or less and put 11 and a half items.
All right, so where would you put a dozen eggs?
But that's one item. Unless you take them out and go, 1, 2, 3, 4. I like to order a dozen eggs.
What if you have a... number of items and you miscount. Do you feel guilty?
Nope. On the 11 items list, do they have people buy them?
I've never seen anybody that... I've never seen the 10 items or less police, have you?
No.
I think we should pick our last word for riffing, Olivia.
Okay. Brother Bear.
Brother Bear. Are you familiar with Brother Bear?
I read like two, like five pages maybe of it.
But it's a production.
But there's a book too.
In a movie.
And it's like, it talks about like this bear that attacks its dad. And
yes.
And he had a little, like the son had a little brother that got attacked by a bear. But now.
I'm going to hit you with a trivia question.
Yeah.
Who wrote the soundtrack?
No, Brother Bear?
No, not Brother Bear. Phil Collins.
I don't know who that is.
Well, you shouldn't learn. You know who the Beatles are.
Yeah. Some of them.
All right, let's try that one more time. Okay. Let's close this out. Tell me the four Beatles.
Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney. Hold on, hold on. John Lemons.
Lennon.
Lemons.
Life gives you Lennon. What do?
You squeeze them in John's eyes.
Ouch. One more.
George.
No, not George Washington.
I said George. I was about to say Washington. George Clooney. No.
Yeah, far from it.
George.
Harrison. Altogether now.
Harrison.
George Harrison.
Harrison.
And as they say in the Yellow Submarine. Altogether now. That's going to be your song next week, Yellow Submarine. Now, what do you mean? Yeah, I'm going to cut you off, Grease. All right, here we go. That's all for the Olivia Quickie Shiny Squirrel Podcast E-Ticket Riffing.
Eight a star, now we're apart. There's nothing left for me.
I like my favorite.
Love has flown all alone. I sit and wonder why you left me. Oh,